Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Health Blast Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher of Alternative Medicine and Wellness Radio. It is going to be a great year, 2015. We are going to have several of our guests who are inspirational, telling their stories, sharing a lot of their tips about how to live a holistic life and love it. We all have all kinds of challenges these days, and we say we'll try things. We don't get the greatest results, or sometimes it's just mediocre. But we're going to learn to love a holistic life. Isn't that great? We're going to learn that it's great to get up in the morning. It's fabulous if it rains, and it's absolutely incredible that we have these challenges and all of the things we can learn from that. And isn't life just a roller coaster? So thank you so much for joining us. Please check us out on Health Blast Radio on Facebook and also Health Blast 2015 on Twitter. Also our website, drjeanettegallagher.com for more information. We also have a women over the age of 50 group starting February 1st, which will be sharing a lot of information about how to help us and ourselves as we are women. We are also caregivers. We are also part of this world that will be bringing more compassion and empathy towards others. Please do join, and please do check it out on our website, Dr. Jeanette Gallagher. And now, back to the show. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today here on Alternative Medicine and Wellness. Today, we're going to be talking about a great topic. And we spoke about this week Chinese herbs, and we've spoken before about acupuncture and acupressure. Well, today we're going to be talking about the Chinese elements, the five elements of wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. And isn't that going to be really interesting for those who may have dabbled it in the past? You could be able to say, oh, maybe I'll find out a little bit more about how that applies to my relationships. And for those listeners who don't even know what we're talking about, still, hang on, bear with us. My guest today and I, we always like to take the topic and really speak it about simple terms so you might be able to start understanding it or maybe even become inspired to find out more information. The book we'll be talking about today is The Energy of Love, Applying the Five Elements to Turn Attraction into True Connection. Wow, how many times have we all had relationships and we say, that's the one for me, you pick it, you choose it, you run down the road with it, and at the end of the road you say, oh man, you know, am I going to fall off the mountain, am I going to take the green light, or am I going to take the red light, and how does your life go in that passage? And that's, I think, a lot of us now. I'm almost 60, a lot of us are finding there's so much going on so quickly in the world these days, I think we're all at that stoplight. How about you? And I think we're saying, well, what do I really want for the rest of my life? And how can that look? How does that appear to me? How could I maybe make a different choice, a better choice, or maybe even accept where I am and be super happy with each day? My guest is Lita Herman. Lita, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
Great. Well, thank you. You know, I think I find world is moving so fast. You know, when I grew up in the 50s and 60s, even just the other day, I connected with someone that I dated when I was 15. It was like, what the heck is going on here, you know? And,
wow.
And you speak to these people and you're going, well, you know, well, maybe you really don't know me, you know? And it's so different. The world is just, I think, is just going on so quickly. We say it's not the simple thing of meeting someone, you know, enjoying their company and you live on a life of, you know, candy cane and lollipops for the rest of your life, right?
Right, right. when you meet those people, you know,
yes,
you might find that energetically you have an attraction or even a, you want to get away from them, and you might be surprised.
Right. Well, so, you know, I think we are so afraid sometimes to make a commitment and say, this is what I want, because we say we've had those past issues or I don't want to go down that road again, that we sometimes, I think, slap our fingers and say, no, don't do it, don't do it, and we miss out a lot of life. So I think knowing more about ourselves from the get-go might be a better plan.
Yes, and you know, you were saying that this is about relationships, and what I notice with people is, you know, we're not aware that energy affects how we feel about each other in relationships. And so we may have had a pattern in, you know, younger years where we're really attracted to this opposite energy. It's very exciting. But then as we grow older, we may find that that intense kind of relationship of opposites attract might not be what we want in the end. Maybe we want something a little more comfortable, a little easier. And that's all based on energy. A lot of people don't realize how much our individual energy types influence our relationships.
And also, too, I think as life progresses, we tend to either grow and go forward, or there's a lot of people that as life events happen, they tend to start shutting down parts of their being, and they're like, well, I really wanted that in my life. That's who I think I am, but, you know, I'm too old. I'm never going to get it. Or a life event will happen, and they sit back, or medications or drugs or whatever it might be. I really think, in other words, the hits of your life experiences sometimes get to be so overwhelming, it can simply seem like it's transforming you. You're not the person you used to be. And you even use those words. You say, you know, I don't know who I am anymore. Have you heard that? I hear that almost all the time anymore.
All the time. And interestingly, in Chinese medicine, we have an explanation for that. We say that you have all five elements within you, which means you have every energy type. But you have one predominant energy type. And when you're really living your life full and just totally turned on to life, then you're usually living your first element. You're really being truly yourself. And then as you shut down, that phrase you use, as you shut down, you go to your second and third elements. And we always say, like, the third element is the one where you're really, you know, sick in bed, someone just jilted you. I mean, you really shut down. That's your, you know, worst of life. And you may live there for a long time. You know, that unfortunately trauma can really bring us to that point.
And don't you think, though, too, sometimes the shedding of yourself that you may have become that you don't want to be anymore might also bring you to that point, that third element?
And the Chinese have this very interesting phrase. You know, I work a lot with people who are, you know, have become very, very ill, and they have this interesting phrase that the third element brings you back to yourself. So in that kind of misery, you might find that it flips and it becomes transformation. And that's, you know, that's really cool, right?
Yeah. I think all of us would like to sit down and say, you know what, I'm tired of me today. Switch. And we wish we could just flip that switch.
Yes.
And what we love to switch it, you know, with sometimes some of our spouses. A lot of people have, you know, taken on spouses when they were earlier in their life. And now they're saying, oh, well, yes, we have a great marriage. We've been together 35 years, 45 years. And then you ask them certain questions about their life, and they're like, oh, then you know, it feels like they're sinking, you know. So they may have given up part of their life to someone else, and they really haven't been who they were.
Yes, I see that a lot as well. Some people choose to stay together and grow together at that point, or they sometimes stay apart.
And
energy. Yeah. Go ahead.
So we'll have to talk about transformation, and I think I call it malformation. When transformation, you're kind of going towards yourself. Malformation is when you give up part of yourself, and then you're looking at yourself and saying, whoa, I'm no shadow of myself that I used to be before. I'm really confused now. You know, a lot of times you give up that which will make you happy or whatever, and you say, oh, I'm content. And sometimes content is the noose around the neck in a lot of people's lives.
Yes. Yeah, and actually there's a Chinese medicine treatment for when things really are in the malformation that, you know, that I do a lot, and it's called the ghost point. And the idea is that you're haunted in your life by the past. And it haunts you, won't let go. It's like a hook. It's hooked into you. And then in Chinese medicine, you can actually release that and come back to your true self.
And, you know, and it's so funny you mentioned about the ghost points the other day. I was sitting down, and I'm not quite sure. I don't remember which guest it was that I was speaking with or reading her book or something. Oh, I know, it was the shaman. I was reading her book. And I'm sitting there reading it. And Dew 26, right underneath your nose, one of the ghost points. I'm sitting there, and that thing's pulsing like it's gonna, like it's a dagger in my nose, you know, like right underneath your nose. And I'm going, what the dickens is going on here? And then I said, okay, I'm not going to pay attention, put the book down, walk away. And I said, something's moving around. And for the listeners, Dew 26 is right underneath your nose. It's sort of like when you go to wipe your nose, it's right there at that point. And it just felt like it was pulsing and everything. And, you know, I've been in the dental profession for 30 years also. And a lot of people come in and say, my teeth hurt up there, you know, and it's not really. That's what that's talking about. And, you know, and then you say, oh, my gosh, I can't move my arm. And then there's the other ghost point right underneath your arm. You know, and you go, oh, okay, where are we going here? And I think sometimes when we listen to people, we can really start hearing where they are, what's stuck, by using all these little tiny signals. So really your book is just another example of listening to all these little tiny signals along the way to be able to create a better, you know, so to say, puzzle picture so that you can move through.
Yes, and I really like to use the five elements in my practice, because what I'm really hoping everyone can do is live their true potential. And it, once you understand who you really are and what that potential is, you can really move forward in your life. And the ghost points I bring in when people have trauma and they're really, really blocked. But most of the time, when you're kind of living normal life, it's really normal that in society, for example, you try to be yourself, and you suddenly come across a group of people or a situation you feel really uncomfortable, and so then you draw upon those other elemental energies. Maybe you're wood first, so you're really, you know, assertive and bold, and you go into this monastery, and suddenly, like, you have to, like, transform yourself. You can't be that person bossing everyone around and kind of like, rooting for people like a cheerleader. You have to kind of bow down and be quiet. And so maybe if you're lucky, you have metal second. So we use those elemental energies all the time, usually our first three in society. And I think that's normal. And then what you're talking about, sometimes it goes, you know, in sort of a trauma response where those things aren't normal anymore. They're kind of twisted, and you can't get back to your true self. And that happens frequently.
Let's talk about the five elements. Now, we've randomly gone through them, and what the five elements are in Chinese, if you could explain that and how it's come about, that would be great for the listeners.
Yes, so the five elements are wood, fire, earth, metal, and water. And it's really about energy. So it's believed that you're born with a specific energy type, which is your particular mix of the elements. You have all five. It's just what order are they in? So you might be fire, and then earth second, and then water third, and, you know, et cetera. And so this is about how you move through life. People say that actually, based on your elemental energy, you actually walk differently than other energy types. So, for example, a fire person bounces when they walk. You ever see someone just bouncing up and down as they're walking down the street?
Mm-hmm.
Earth people, their hips move side to side because their energy is more balanced and round. And then wood people walk like they're in a march, you know, like, you know, military walk, and their elbows come out from the sides, and they're just going from point A to point B. And, you know, metal people, you know, they walk as if they're floating on clouds, and their arms dangle, and their head is very, like, straight up, almost like a regal walk. And water people walk as if they're skating, and they're just on their way going somewhere. Nothing's going to stop them. So that's just, like, very simple way to say this is so different. These energy types, they have very different goals in life. They have very different ways to be with other people depending on the other person's energy. So even sexually in bed, for example, different couples will be very different. You know how you have one lover and you're like this way with that lover, and then you have another lover and it's completely different. You're different because of their energy. So each relationship is a mix of these energies that we have.
So really, to the listeners, what we're talking about is about the Chinese five elements today. And what that is sometimes, you know, I'm sure people have heard in the past, I'm a type A personality, you know, or in blood types, they'll say I'm an A or a B or an O. So these are classifications. So in Chinese, what they talk about is they talk about the type of people, the characteristics, how they present themselves in the world, how they interact with other people, how those interactions feed and nurture themselves in their soul and their spirit, and how they connect with others on a certain gradient of energy and how that plays out in the world. Really, that's what we're talking about today. And when we say five elements, there's five different classifications. So the Chinese have really taken it and they say, this is what we're going to call wood. We'll call this earth. This will be metal, this will be water, and this will be fire. You know, sometimes we think of water. Water is flowing. Fire is energy and hot. Earth is grounded and good. Wood can change, you know, wood can be burned, or metal is sometimes cold and hard. There's different characteristics when you think of these words, and that's really what the Chinese have done, is they've taken these words and they've put characteristics there so that many people will fit a little bit more into one of these five elements and a little bit less into a second one. And then maybe a little less into a third one, if they have a third one. And really what you're doing is you're saying, how am I in my life right now? Am I fully into myself? So does that mean I'm really fully embodied in who I am, what I am, what I'm going to do, and everything? That might be your first one. And you're really out there and you're really connected and you've really got a good hold on that. Or into the second one where you're saying, well, maybe I've given up part of myself to be able to subjugate to be with another element, or maybe I have shut down part of myself and I'm not quite firing on all burners, as we would say. And then maybe the third might be is that you're just stepped back and you said, this world is just too much for me. I don't know where I am anymore and I don't know what my place is in it. And that could be the third type of an element. So really that's what we're talking about today.
Yeah, and you know, it is good to know that this is really ancient. We don't know how old it is, but it was first written about 2,000 years ago. Those are the oldest books that we have. And probably it's referencing even further back, like 3,000 years ago. So we don't really know where it came from, but it does map also to the seasons. And, you know, I think if you look at nature and you see that things in the spring burst forth and in the summer they bloom and come to full fruition, and then in the fall they, you know, fall back to earth, and then the winter they hibernate, and then it starts again. And in between each of those seasons, there's a transition, which is the fifth element. And, you know, so they watched nature to figure this out. And then they began to realize that people had each of these types. And I thought you could think of it as a personality type, but it's really an energy type.
And I think that's so vitally important to remember, too, because also when we talk about the seasons, we also talk about the seasons of our life. Because sometimes a lot of people, you know, towards end of life, I find, you know, are they in the winter of their life, what we call hibernating, or is it just the end? And sometimes they say, this is who I am, this is what I feel, this is how I'm, you know, I want to fight the fight till the end or whatever that might be. And sometimes they wait until way too long to be able to come fully into what they really wanted out of this life. But then there's some, you know, hey, we've got some 20-somethings around. I know my kids are some of them, and they're like, I'm getting every minute out of this thing, you know, get out of my way. And that's really, you know, about how I think it's just we can't say there's nothing right or wrong about this at all. This is just an experience. And what we're saying is, hey, it's something to look at and say, you know, I was always trying to figure out why my husband would never clean up the house. And he must be this type. And then say, how can I interact with that better instead of fighting it all the time. In other words, do you always want to keep going against the grail all the time to try to get people who are like you? And how can you compassionately or energetically work together?
That's the real reason why I wanted to write this book. My writing partner and I felt very passionately that relationships could heal once you understand the energy type of your partner, because you spend, you know, years and years saying, be different, be more like me, why aren't you doing these crazy things? And it turns out that it's completely normal for that energy type to be that way. You know, for example, you mentioned a messy house. Like, a lot of water elemental types, the majority of them are really quite messy. Then they clean well, but if they're going to clean, they're going to clean all day long, and every nook and cranny will be cleaned. But then they will immediately mess it up, and it'll be a clutter mess for a really long time. And so once the partner of that person realizes that I had a couple, an earth and a water couple, the earth woman, they moved to a house where they had a separate entrance. He had to go in that entrance, and he had a special room where he would dump everything. And it worked great. She could keep the house clean for once. Like, they could never figure it out before, but suddenly, like, because they knew who they were and they accepted it, they found a solution. It was really quite miraculous. And,
yes, and, you know, it's so interesting you said that because, you know, my spouse, he's clearly a wood because I can, and I remember this from the very moment I saw him. I said, his back is an absolute square. I mean, it's literally flat, like a square. And it is just so interesting. And he's always doing the thing with his elbows, you know, to move it out. But goodness gracious, I mean, he says, I know where everything is. Well, this pile and that pile. And I'm like, gosh, I just can't take this anymore. You just got to change, you know. Or I'm just going to put all your crap in one room and you're going to live there, whatever that might be. And just to be able to say, it's, you know, how much longer are you going to keep up that fight? And a lot of people keep up that fight pretty much, I think, all of their life. And it really doesn't serve them.
Yeah. And I liked what you said about different phases of life. I wanted to just go back to that for a minute because a good example is when we have children, even if you're not earth, that is going to bring out the earth element in you. Earth is the element of caring and responsibility and really like consideration, thought. And so when you raise a child, you have to be on. You have to, you know, their lives depend on you. And so that brings the earth out in people. And then as you mentioned, at end of life, you know, we're in a totally different mode. We might be more in that metal mode, the autumn season, where you're letting go of life. So that's going to bring your metal out. You might be more in touch with your metal energy even if you're not metal. And so, you know, as children or as young adults, we're in that wood surging upward energy. We're embracing life and we're engaging in life. And so that, you know, that's really normal that we kind of have an influence on us that about our age. But also, we don't realize that our culture influences us as well, because we've been looking at each culture has a different elemental bias. So in our culture in the United States, it's more of a wood bias. We want people to be leaders. We want people to go out and do it, go and get it done. And this is the wood energy. So people who are already energetically metal or water or different elements that don't do that, they don't feel like they fit in. And it can be very disturbing their entire lives to not know that they're normal. You know, because the culture doesn't match it.
Absolutely. So, and it could be where you live, the job you have, or the profession you've chosen. And also, too, I think that you have a real, it's not a competition, but it's really something that is very interesting to look at, is that people that have a lot of kids, like I've got four kids, and I can tell you every single one of them is a totally different one. And they each have a piece or a sense of maybe of the type that I am, but they very much are different signs or different elements. And sometimes,
yes,
you know, you can say, oh, don't, you know, give your sister a call. And they're like, nah, 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 nah. And it's like, okay, I got it. You know, their differences are so profound that they're living in their primary element for them, not necessarily that one that they may have been fostered in the home or been, that, you know, that they're a part similar like myself. So sometimes, you know, when we as parents, we look at the kids and we say, you know, we should all be loving and we should have a family and blah, blah, blah. And the kids are like, are you really on crack? What's your problem? You know, and they're out of there. So that's something to really look at too, you know, because if you can look at that and recognize that, you could say, holy crow, you know, it's great. They're on their own path. Great. You know, just, you know, like maybe push the button so the light will change and they can go, you know, but you don't have to feel that you have to fix it.
Yes. The energy of love, I think, extends to parents as well, because so many children are misunderstood because they are so different from their parents. I always say, you know, some people feel like they're an alien in their own family, and it's only because they just got the wild card. They're completely different than either parent, and it happens sometimes. It's more common that you're like one of your parents, but occasionally you, like I said, you get the wild card and you're completely different. And what happens is, parents unknowingly are saying, well, be like me, do like
right.
I do. And they're like, I'm not like that. And
yes.
It's really troublesome for both the child and the parent when that happens. It's sad to watch. And once we can educate them that this is how the parent is and this is how the child is and both are normal and okay, it's like a huge revelation for the parents especially to say, what, my kid's normal, you know? It's really exciting to see that.
You know, every single one of my kids are totally different. Like I said, but they still have maybe 20% like me. So I've always known that, and that's always been fine. And to be able to foster that and step back from that and not have control over it, I think is really a gift that you can give your children, is to be able to let that really blossom on its own for whatever that they want to do or wherever they're going in their life, and letting that go.
Yeah, I feel so blessed that I learned about this when my son was little, because he's the opposite energy of mine. And his energy, there's certain energies that control other energies, and we call that the controlling cycle. And his energy was water, and I'm fire, so his energy puts mine out. So you know when they get to be teenagers and they're like, Mom, stop it, cut it out. Well,
right.
You know, that's how he was from day one. And so instead of me bristling and fighting that because I'm the parent and I should be in control, I began to learn, oh, okay, I just need to work with his energy and be accepting of that and allow him to sort of control me but not control me. I'm still the parent. And we worked it out in a beautiful way. And he was really able to be himself. I think I would have done that if I hadn't known about the five elements, honestly, because parents feel that they should be in control. So it's really hard when one of your kids is the opposite energy, the controlling energy.
Yes, it is. And I'll tell you, and I think also we look at the flip side too, because when your parents become something that you may need to become their caregiver, that will also present itself in another fashion in your later decades in life. When you might be in your 50s and 60s and you're taking care of parents who are in their 70s and 80s, and it's sort of like whatever you didn't figure out before, it's going to rear its ugly head. And then also you're dealing with your younger kids, you know, who might be coming into families of their own. I'll tell you, I really, when I read the book, it just came to my light for one second. It clicked up and it said, here's this woman standing there with her high heels on in her purse, and she says, I'm going to go to the doctor with my mother, and then after that I'm going to go to my daughter's house because she's going to have a baby, and then I'm going to be able to take care of that. But then after that, then my husband's going to need this. And it's like, oh, but oh my goodness, my father, and I'm going to go to hospice and then the nursing home and then the daycare. And it's like, oh, you know? And you really think about, that's a really hard place to be. Can you imagine trying to balance all of those energies? And sometimes if you really haven't come to light for yourself, which I think your book is a really great place to start. And again, the book is The Energy of Love. It really finds out for yourself, say, I know this and I'm noticing that in them, how can I work with that? I'm noticing that in my father, my mother, my children, maybe the children they're going to have, or my spouse or whatever, instead of just throwing up your hands and say, you know, chuck it all, I'm out of here, you know?
That's a really great scenario. I mean, in terms of just how you could begin to understand yourself. And from that place, you're stronger in yourself. And then as you interact with your parents, your children, yes, you become mm-hmm. way more accepting of who they are. And in the book, we actually break down the different combinations. So if you're earth, let's say, and your
Correct.
Spouse is wood, and your parent is fire, and your child is water, you
yes.
can actually look up you can actually look up in the book and say, oh, what about that water-earth dynamic? How can I fix that a little bit? And then it will tell you, like, do a little more like this. So an example would be if you're earth, and let's say your parent's fire, okay, so, you know, they're, like, in your scenario, they're, you know, maybe in, you know, maybe infirmed even, like, in bed, and you're going to go visit them. And so you come in with this lovely energy, love, 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 love. You tell them how beautiful you are. You fix their hair. You help them laugh and feel joy. And this is your soul goal. You're not, as an earth person, you might try to get in a deep dialogue with them and think a lot. And they're like, no, I just want to be happy. I don't want to think deep thoughts. So that
right.
would be like, that would work. That's something the book could explain. And then you go home and it's your husband. And it's like, okay, now I need to get my wit on and I need to start to engage. And so I'm going to be much more quicker in my speech. And I'm going to really like have a banter. And then I have to go to my child who's water, and now I need to be silly. Wow, earth people, that's hard for them. Like, really be silly, like plastic silly, you know? And that would just delight that child unbelievably. And so that would mean that you have to kind of pull and develop yourself. We actually wrote another book that's really about that. It's called Connecting Your Circle. And that book has a chapter where there are exercises to actually develop your water, develop your wood. They may be your last elements, and you may never play in those naturally. But you still can have them. You can still learn them. And so the idea is that you can really, you know, apprentice yourself to the wood element. And just, you know, today I'm going to just do wood all day. And you can go
right.
out and be big and bold, and you really sort of try them on, and you begin to expand yourself. And in Chinese medicine, they say if you connect your circle, you become a sage, meaning if you develop all five elements in yourself, you become a sage, meaning a wise person, a master, a wizard, that kind of person.
And if you become a sage, is that about also mastering maybe how you interact with all the others? In other words, you're able to be that woman in that middle that can experience all that around you, but still doesn't find yeah. that it puts you out, correct?
Exactly. I mean, you know, working with clients, you probably do this mm-hmm. naturally. You know how to mold yourself when they walk in the door. Oh, this person, I need to kind of pick it up and get my, you know, wit on and just like, I need
right.
to kind of, you know, be there, be really quick and present. And then other people, I have to calm way down and I have to kind of recede back and give them the space to open up and be there and really connect on a deep level. And those are two very opposite energies. I might not be able to do that naturally, but as a practitioner, I'm sure you've noticed that that's sort of a way
right.
to develop yourself as a sage, because you have to develop all five energies to be a good practitioner of whatever modality of healing, really.
And I think so also, too. Sometimes being in earth really helps a lot of people because that is what I find when they are coming to practitioners, is that they're in the need of help. And help is always usually fear-based. And what they're really looking for, first off, is nurturing. In other words, can you hear me? What am I saying? How am I feeling? And can I move from this spot? So really, that's
yeah.
really pretty much an earth an earth essence if you're able to have some sense of that earth. Now, we all know people go to their doctor and they say, he's standing there and he's wagging his finger and he's got his white coat. And I used to go to work with this one heart doctor, and let me tell you, if he got a wrinkle in his coat, he would have 5 and 6 other coats in the closet, and he would always keep changing them because that was just him. He had to put on that white coat of perfection, wagging his finger, and that was what he always wanted to personify. And it came across, and he did, quote, rescue them because he did heart surgery. He rescued them, but he let nothing else go out. Nothing else went out. There was no heart compassion. There was no heart energy. There was no heart transition. So really, sometimes when you're doing that, you're really performing the surgery to fix the organ itself, but you really haven't given any energy into it to give it life. You haven't given any energy into that heart to have it transformed to be, maybe if it's a heart transplant, you didn't give any energy for it to transform for it to be for that person. You really haven't helped that person see how they can work with that new, fixed, transformed, or repaired heart. You've kind of just done the mechanism, and you've left them up to the means of their own energy. And I think really that's all about what you're saying, you know, in this book, The Energy of Love, is really using these 5 elements and how can you develop them and get them going forth and really blossoming them all the way around to help people around you, because you interact with people every day.
I like what you say about the true healers in the world. Many, many of them are earth. I mean, it's not exclusive, but the earth element is the listener and, you know, the giver. And, mm-hmm. you know, what better element than for healing? And I think that I did a business meeting for hairdressers, and I did a lot of research on hairstylists. And I found out that of all the people I interviewed who get their hair cut, they all wanted an earth person to cut their hair because they kept saying, what's the most important thing? They listened to me. And then I went and I did this, you know, this big event, and I actually figured out what each person was. And, you know, every single one of them was earth.
Wow, isn't that interesting?
And the owners of the business, there were like 20 stylists, and the owners of the business were both wood. I just found that so fascinating. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And it translates even more so to healing. So, yes, I think unfortunately our medical system kind of almost discourages the earth element because the educational process to become a doctor, you know, the first people that would want to sign up for that is earth, because they love thought, they love philosophy, they love to think, but they kind of make it such a soul-sucking education that sometimes earth people tend to go more into alternative healing, because they're really interested in helping people. They're not interested in being that doctor you were describing. That is not them. So, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I think what we see, though, with the medical community is there are many people that did initially want to do that. So, in other words, Earths may have come in, and this is a perfect example of what we spoke about in the beginning of the show. Earth people may have signed up for the medical profession, but through time and life events and the education, they are now into their second element. In other words, that Earth element got shut down. So they're learning to maybe survive from something else. And eventually when you see these really burnt out physicians that they sit in their office, they hire nurse practitioners and PAs to take care of the patient. They're saying, don't bother me unless it's crucial. You know, hey, I'll sign all the charts at the end of the day. And they use an electronic signature and then they're out of there. Those are maybe people who are in their third element because they know there's something more out of life and everything, but circumstances to which they brought themselves have really put them into that. So let's talk a little bit about that. We say about what do you do when you're shut down. So if you're going out, you're boisterous, you're looking for an adventure, you know, you want a person and you see these people. And my actual question would be is, when you see other people, you're not always, and we know this, meeting them at their fulfilled element point. They could be in their second or third, or they could be shut down. And how do you know that until you get into a relationship? And that's when you're going, maybe sometimes it's too late and it's like, oh man, I really want out of this, you know?
Yes. And You know, that's such a good question, because I think the most important thing, because I see a lot of people who are shut down that come to my practice, so, you know, I actually make them get up and walk with me, because mm-hmm. most people can't hide who they are in the way they walk. So I actually get them to walk up and down the street, like a really long walk, and I watch them very much, and I see, you know, do they bounce? Do their hips go side to side? Do they have that military walk? You know, do they float and dangle their arms? Or do they skate? Like literally their feet barely leave the ground. And when I'm able to see that, and I see that they're not living that, then we sit down and have a discussion. And it's like, okay, you know, how can we help you be yourself, and what's preventing you from being yourself? And usually once they start, and I begin to tell them what it's like to be that element, so maybe they're wood and they're really shut down. A lot of people told them they're too intimidating, and they started thinking, nobody's going to like me if I'm wood. So I'm just going to be, you know, something else. I'm going to be flatlined, you know. And
right.
And it's like, wait a minute. You've got to be big in the world. This is who you are. You're amazing. You're an amazing person. Well, how do we help you do that? Oh, nobody's going to like me if I do that. Well, let's back up a little bit. Did you know that wood people are the most benevolent and kind people in the world? Really? I didn't know that. I thought they were mean. I'm like, no, you know, and so you begin to explain this to them, and they start to get it. It's really cool. Yeah.
So and I think that's very important, too, because I think a lot of people, I know in the past, I mean, as I've grown up, you know, I've heard people say, oh, my gosh, you know, your armor is really thick, or they would say things like, oh, my gosh, you're so pushy, or you're this, that, or the other. And sometimes we always think that it's a negative on ourselves, when really we might just be with the wrong energy person on the other side, you know. It's sort of like, duh, you know. Sometimes you are into your space. Don't make excuses for it. Just look at how you're presenting it. Maybe you need to morph it and soften it a little bit. But you don't have to always make excuses for those people that are presented in front of you either, which I think, and I will myself, hey, I'm raising my hand. I've many times done that, where I've said, okay, I'm not going to do that. When I'm with this group, this is how I'm going to present myself. And I'm going, oh, you know, and you can feel it. And you're like, gosh, I just got to get out of here, you know. It sucks the life out of you. And I'm sure you've said that phrase in your book. People feel that. It sucks the life out of you.
Yeah. Yes. And so if you just take the first element of each person, and like, let's say you're Earth, and you're that doctor who's been drained unbelievably. If Earth doesn't give to themselves, they can't give to others. So the first and primary responsibility of an Earth person is to go do self-care. It's that simple. And so they have to, you know, it's like a tree can't grow without the rain and the sunshine. If you don't take that in, nothing's going to come out to help people. And so, you know, so that would be sort of where they need to focus. If it's a wood person, and they're feeling very small, then, you know, again, they have to begin to focus on, wow, what am I good at? And sort of a self-congratulation, not in an egotistical way. Or actually, wood is more likely that they've become too big, and we want them to be big, but now they become mean. And that's not their nature.
Right.
They are kind and benevolent. And when they tip into that meanness, you know, they need to learn how to bring back the kindness in every communication. They're actually experts at that. They are the cheerleaders, the motivators, the win-win people. And when they're not being that way, they have to tone that down. And not that they can't be big, but they just can't ever be mean. And if they feel mean, they're not in their best first element, you know, way.
Right.
And fire would be, you know, nobody loves me feeling, and, you know, not fitting in, not connecting. And usually that means their heart is shut, and all they have to do is stop worrying about what's coming in, like who's loving them, and start loving people. Open that heart and just love, 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 and not look to see whether anyone's loving you back. It doesn't matter. you'll feel happier when you just give the love all the time and not look for getting the love. So those are some examples. I could, you know, continue with metal and water if you'd like.
Well, you know what, too, and also I think we can't negate that those that are on these very strong, strong paths, that is, just like I said about the heart surgeon before, that is where he needs to be, because that is a position in the world in which he is helping people vitally. So we don't ever want to try to go out and try to change those people either, but we do need to sometimes maybe understand them if we might need their benefits. I know that I have another family member, and she says to me all the time, she says, my life is full of miracles. Things just happen. And I go, okay. You know? And it's like, you could say to her, you know, oh, well, be careful. And they're like, why? I don't get that. You know? They're on this path that everything just comes with them, and they're just in the flow right now, and they'll just think something. They'll like, oh, yeah, I think I want to do that. And then you'll talk to them a week later, and it's already been done. You know, it could be a job in another state. It could be a boyfriend or a husband or a brand-new car, whatever it is. It just shows up. So, but that's for them. That doesn't have to mean we all have to be that.
Yeah, and even, like, you know, with the heart doctor idea, what if the medical profession knew more about this? You know, the person who actually performs the heart surgery has to be very, very specific. They have to have such an amazing skill and focus and intensity that many of us don't have. Those people aren't going to be the best communicators. So
Right.
they need a partner who can do all that communication, listening, helping
right.
all the other aspects of the heart, you know, that need to be addressed. And, I, you know, it would be really interesting, you know, to work with doctors and help them understand that, you know, they're going to have certain gifts and they can't maybe do that communication bedside manner thing. And that's okay.
Right, and that's what I've done with, you know, a lot of clients by being a patient advocate, is that I would go to their doctor's appointments with them and sit there, and the doctor, you know, was in that place. He had to communicate. He only had a certain amount of time, get the point across, speak in his language that he was in, and that was that. So he would speak to me. I would then translate it to the patient, and then we would come to a communication place where, you know, this is the best path for you going forward, you know, to maybe step into or out of or whatever that might be. And that's really so vitally, vitally important these days, I think, as healthcare is really ramping up and changing.
It's so necessary. It's so wonderful that you do that, and I'm sure there are other people out there who can do that. It's essential.
It's different, I'll tell you, because a lot of times, you know, how many times do we hear, I'm not sure of your age, but mine being older, I hear a lot of times they say, my mother called and said she's sick, and I don't know what's going on. I guess I got to go there. You know, when you hear that, you go,
yeah,
you know, okay.
Because
they have to go. But then really, we call them helicopter people. You know, they rush in, they try to make judgments and decisions based upon what they're hearing at the time, when really they don't know the history of, or the lay of the land, as we would say. They're just dropping in, boom, boom, here's where you go, and then they're out again. So really, that's really, you know, about knowing a lot about people. And when we talk about your book again, The Energy of Love, there's different people who are able to do these things, and really knowing if someone has a certain type personality or a certain type of energy about them, you can really tap into these people when you might be at a crossroads, or you might need that certain quality that they have. And you may say to them, you know, I'm really sorry we haven't connected much more in the past, but I really understand that you're this type of person. I really like your help. And I find that is so vitally important. Or people, or let's say your parents you might have become disconnected with, or your kids may have been out on their drug runs or whatever it might be, and that they want to connect back with the parent. That's just a conversation you might be able to have. And you can say, how can I connect that better? And I noticed this quality. As I stepped back from my own ego, now I can see something. And that really is something so vitally important. And by reading your book, you can see these qualities of each of these different type of people. So you could say, my gosh, that sounds like so-and-so. Too bad I didn't know that before.
Yes. Yes, and I do say, just like in healing, you want to connect with earth people to help you. The wood element is amazing for getting a business started or a project. You know, if you're not, if you don't have any wood, you need to connect with your wood friends or your, you know, wood parents to get your project up and running. That's their gift. So that would be another example, for example.
Absolutely. Well, hey, you could send me some woods because I need some projects to get started.
Yes. Yes, and actually Jay McElroy, the co-author of the book, is a business coach. She brings that wood energy into her business, and she helps people elementally understand what their gifts are so that they can go and really fulfill that potential of that element. So, you know, she's not trying to make you wood. She's just giving you a wood helping hand so that you can go and do your metal or your fire, you know, project. And so it's kind of cool. I think that the five elements can help in sort of coaching as well.
Absolutely. I think that's vitally true. So we have about maybe about 5 minutes left. Could you just say quickly about shutting down and when, how can you step out of that? I really think, in other words, if you're a fire, how can you start sparking your fire back up, or your water? How can you get things flowing or moving again?
Right. Okay. So let's start with wood. Wood has a particular really bad scenario that can happen when they hit a brick wall. They've tried to go over it. They've tried to go under it. They've tried to take it apart. They tried to blow it up, and it is immovable. And they are crushed beyond belief. I mean, literally, they can't imagine living another day. And for them, they have to really change the game. They're playing the wrong game. They have to, you know, go inside themselves and find a completely new way to look at it, a new vision, a new direction. And it's not that they ever give up their dream. It's just that they sort of put themselves in a box, and they are out-of-the-box thinkers. So that's weird when it happens. They don't get it. Mm-hmm. They're like, this never happens to me. And so they need to really shift it. I had a guy who was getting a divorce, and everything looked horrible, horrible, horrible. I said, what do you love to do? He loves to go travel. So I said, go across the country, play a new game, do a new thing, you know, get yourself in a new environment. And that really worked for him. So if you're fire, you know, I did mention that before, you have shut down your heart, and it is loneliness. You know, there's no connection. It can be really, really miserable. And the only way out of that is to think about others and loving them. And so you need to go out of your shell and really, like, connect with people. It doesn't matter if it's at the grocery store or whatever. And the way they try to do that is they look to see if the other person is loving them back. That is not what they need to do. They have to just give it and not look to see if anyone's giving it back. And before long, their fire will come back up. The twinkle in their eyes will come back. The joy, the color in their cheeks. You know, it's like everything will become more vital. And guess what? Everyone will love them. So that, you know, they heal that way. And for Earth, I mentioned before that when you're completely depleted, you've just given everything out. And so it's really about your self-care and filling back up. So there's a neediness that you have when you feel so depleted. And so you go to everyone needy, 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 and they are repelled by that. So really the only way back to yourself is to go out into the world giving, giving, giving. And the only way to do that is to first give to yourself. And so for metal, what happens with metal is metal connects as well like fire, but it's not a heart connection. It's a cosmic connection. And so they can be very hard on themselves. They're most self-critical of all the elements. Every element is self-critical, but they have a particular way of doing that. They need to really look at what they have to offer to the world, which is presence. They have an amazing. They are the mysterious people that we are all attracted to, because it's like, what is that they have? They have a connection to divine. You know, whether or not you want to think of that as you know, spiritual concept, or just that they connect cosmically with, you know, the greater expanse of the universe.
Right.
And so they need to get back to that. They feel isolated and alone, and when they open that up, that amazing connection to the universe that they have, they begin to float free again and feel more at home in themselves. And the water element, they can freeze. Freezing is the worst possible scenario for water. So they're going, and their life is about all possibilities. And they have to be ready and prepared for anything, but they're excited and anticipating anything can happen. If they focus on one thing they never, ever, ever, ever want to happen, they will freeze in their path and not move forward. And it's a horrible place to be. So there's I work with them to start to figure out how to melt that water, how to say, you know what, that possibility is so unlikely, it's just not going to happen. Or even if it did happen, you'd survive. And they go, oh, yeah, okay. So and
yeah.
Then they start to flow again. Yeah, and so they just have to be flowing. You know, they have to be flowing. So.
Well, goodness, Lena, yeah. We have blown through the hour, and I just actually looked at the time. So, I think you'll have to come back another time, possibly in the middle of the summer.
Right.
That would be great. So could you please share with the listeners about your website and find out more information about you? That would be great.
Yes. So the book is The Energy of Love, and there is a website for it, theenergyoflovebook.com. And I have a website as well, letaherman.com, that's letaherman.com, where I have more information about other books I've written as well. And the book is available on Amazon and in bookstores. So you can just look it up probably on Amazon and order it.
Well, goodness, thank you so much for joining us. And as I said, you know, we came to an abrupt ending, but we'll have you on back again. That would be great.
Well, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me.
It was great talking. I think we could really keep that going because a lot of people are seeing it from both sides. You know, either they're in, no matter where they are in life, everybody's having a lot of things. It's almost like throwing the popcorn in the air these days. Everybody's feeling like... You know, and anytime we can help or inspire anybody, I think that's a great place to be.
I would love to come back. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. If you'd like to find out more information about Lita Herman, her book is The Energy of Love, Applying the Five Elements to Turn Attraction into True Connection. The link is on the bottom of today's show page. Please do click on there and you can go directly to her website. And please, if you're having issues, do contact Lita because she will be able to help guide you. Her and her co-author, they do have some coaching and helping available, and you'll be able to find that out on the website. And I know that life is not always exactly easy. Been there, done that. We all raise our hands. And I think we just need to say, how high can my hand go? Because I'm really needing help these days. And the answer is, help is out there. So please do reach out. And thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure. And have a great day. Thank you so much for joining us today here on Alternative Medicine and Wellness. It has been a pleasure to be with you, and we hope you found more information that will be able to make your life just a little bit easier. You know, it's not an easy trip all the time in this life, and sometimes we say, you know, if I could just maybe hear it from somebody else, or maybe hear that someone else's story might be similar to mine, or maybe just gain a few extra tips to make my journey a little bit easier. Please join us on Health Blast Radio every day for the year 2015, where we will be having so many different practitioners, all kinds of authors, just regular people like you and I, having a casual conversation about a different topic almost every day. Check out our website for more information on the Women Over Age 50 group. It is drjeanettegallagher.com. You can always just Google my name, Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and you will find out so much more information about upcoming radio shows, about other websites I have, other programs we are currently doing. And if you just need help, please pick any of the websites, any of the links, and send me a private message. Thank you so much for joining us today on Health Blast Radio. It's been an absolute pleasure, and please, just in the morning, before you reach for that cell phone, or the television remote, or even your glasses, open your eyes and say, thank you, God, for another day. It's been a pleasure. And have a great day.